In the 1960s, the poodle was the most popular dog in the country. The poodle's rise to fame in America is due in large part to one man and one dog. The story of Count Pulaski and what happened to his dog Masterpiece are the subject of this week's Criminal Podcast. Phoebe Judds is the host of the Criminal Podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC, and joins me now. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Who was Count Pulaski?
Well, Count Pulaski was a Russian count who came to New York from Russia and fell in love with poodles. And he began breeding poodles at a time when the poodle craze in America was starting to rise. In the 1950s, you were seeing poodles in New York City, and you were starting to see them more frequently.
What was so special about a poodle named Masterpiece?
Masterpiece was Pulaski's favorite poodle. He thought that this dog was the picture of the perfect animal. He actually named Masterpiece Pulaski's Masterpiece. And he started training this dog in kind of unorthodox ways. He hired a lion tamer from the Bronx Zoo to train Masterpiece to walk on its hind legs. He started showing Masterpiece at some of the most famous dog shows around the country. And Masterpiece becomes so famous that he's actually invited around the world. He does a Vogue photo shoot in Paris. He actually goes to Cuba as a goodwill ambassador. And during this time, Pulaski opens a store called Poodles, Inc. Poodles, Inc. is a store that serves the poodle and the poodle owner. They have outfits for the poodle. They have leashes. They have a hair salon, if you can call that, for a dog salon. And they also have a breeding program, so you can go to Poodles, Inc. and look for a poodle of your own.
How do Masterpiece and Pulaski together help raise the profile of poodles? I mean, this is the poodle craze.
Right, and it's really Masterpiece. The Beagle had been the most popular breed in America until this time. But once Poodles Inc. opens and people start really appreciating the poodle, and one of the things they appreciate is you think about a poodle, you can design it to any way you like. You can cut it any way you like. You can actually dye the fur. You can have matching haircuts to your poodle. So you start seeing poodles all over the Upper East Side. It becomes the dog to have. Masterpiece's offspring are selling for thousands of dollars to Hollywood stars. And at one point, Masterpiece actually leads a parade of 70 poodles down Fifth Avenue.
I'm sensing a dark turn here, Phoebe. What happened to Masterpiece?
Well, this is why it's on a podcast called Criminal. But one day, Masterpiece disappears from Poodles, Inc. Count Pulaski goes wild. He doesn't know what to do. He goes on television. He does a recreation of the dog napping. He puts thousands of leaflets across New York City. He actually puts all dog groomers on alert for a dog coming in that looks like Masterpiece. But the idea is that because Masterpiece was so well-trained, he actually might have just followed the person out of the store.
At that point, what happened to Count Pulaski?
Count Pulaski never gets over it. He ends up closing Poodle Inc., which at this time is like a shrine to Masterpiece. And he begins writing an encyclopedia called Pulaski on Poodles. My favorite chapter is called Poodles I Have Loved. And he dies not long after. He's just kind of ruined by the missing Masterpiece. The poodle holds the top rank of most popular breed in America until 1980, when it's overtaken.
Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal. The podcast is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming to the studio this morning.
Thank you.